So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And then finally on today's podcast, why you shouldn't be using ChatGPT for search engine optimization purposes. We like to mix up the podcast a little bit and we talk about all sorts of things. And one of the things that we talk about is SEO, search engine optimization. Now, there's been a massive change in the last month or so with stuff coming out, which is what we're going to talk about. So search engine optimization. One of the downsides of SEO is that people come and go, oh yeah, I want to get on page one of Google. Like, to do that stuff takes a while, 6 to 12 months. It's not an easy thing to get done. It's going to take you some time. And so people are like, oh, let's shortcut it. And they're like, okay, what are you going to do to shortcut it? Let's get some articles written, because content is king, as we know. And the more content you've got, we've actually just taken on a content writer this week, which I'm really happy about. And we're using them for my own website, which is even better. Usually I get, when we take someone on, I usually lose them fairly quickly because they go into the rest of the team and, you know, the cobbler's children has no shoes kind of thing. I never get to use them. But anyway, I've got them writing articles for me at the moment, which is really cool. But they're handwritten by a human. And so what happens is ChatGPT will write that article for you. Wonderful, right? Which is great until Google looks at that article and goes, hang on a minute. And this is Google, by the way, so it's not got mouth and ears. But Google's like, oh, that's AI content. And what happens when Google finds AI content on your website, it's going to put a black mark against your website. It's not going to like it at all. And this is why you shouldn't be using ChatGPT for SEO purposes. Now, there's a caveat to this. One of the caveats is that if you want some ideas on articles, headlines, then yeah, by all means, use ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT a bunch of questions. Give me five topics to talk about in property, and it will give you five topics. Then what you can do, now you've got the headlines, you go and write the topic number one, topic number two, but you're actually doing the writing, but the ideas can come from Google ChatGPT. You've got to be really careful on this. We're moving towards this crux point, right, at the top of the pyramid that says, when we reach this point, everything's going to be automated. Like, have you seen the Boston Dynamics robots and what they're capable of? Like, you fast forward this in 10 years, you're going to have AI connected to robots, and robots going to, you know, if I want a coffee, I'll go tell it to make me a coffee and it will bring me a coffee, right? We're going to be there in 10 years' time. And so we're reaching this point where this is going to happen. I always forget the name of it. It's a physics word and a technological crossover point. I can't remember what the word is. But we're reaching this point, and you've got to be really careful on this, because the only people who are going to want to read ChatGPT copy are other robots. Humans ain't going to want it, right?
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.